Iditarod 2012 begins this weekend, with the ceremonial start tomorrow in Anchorage and the restart in Willow on Sunday. And Musher should see some pretty good conditions over the first couple of days of the race. APRN's Josh Edge has more.
Aaron McLarnon, the Iditarod Trail Committee's communications director, says that right now the snow is immaculate over the early parts of the course, and there's a lot of it, with Willow receiving over 10 feet so far and over 15 feet at Yantna Station.
You know, I'm a dog musher, and I just traveled those trails here a couple of weeks ago, and this is the best condition that I have seen the Big Sioux and the Yantna River in many years. It's just a wide superhighway.
At Wednesday's media briefing, race marshal Mark Nordman says this year's would likely be a working dogs race, but McLarnon says that anymore, almost all the teams are what could be called working dogs.
Doesn't matter if it's deep snow, hard packed snow. You know, these dogs are just geared for, you know, speed, and, you know, they're just so well conditioned and fed and cared for that right now we don't see the conditions, you know, making this race a very slow race out there unless we get some type of big, you know, weather pattern that moves in and just dumps lots of snow, which we don't suspect right now.
This year's field features 66 mushers. A couple notable numbers to keep an eye on are Ray Reddington Jr.'s number 2, Jeff King's 10, Didi Genro's 17, Lance Mackey's 18, Martin Boozer's 41, and Dan Seavey's 65. For the full list of mushers' race numbers and the rest of APRN's Iditarod coverage, go to alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.